A bill being considered by state lawmakers in Massachusetts would provide legal counsel to low-income tenants facing eviction. In the midst of a worsening housing crunch, advocates are working to drum up local support for it. The Springfield City Council voted unanimously to approve a resolution endorsing the bill after hearing this week from tenants' rights advocates and attorneys who practice in Massachusetts housing courts.
The goal of this bill is to try to level the playing field.
Hugh Heisler, a Springfield attorney, said having a lawyer in an eviction case can make a big difference in the outcome and often results in preventing someone from losing their home. But in the vast majority of eviction cases, tenants do not have an attorney.
There are nonprofit legal services programs throughout the state, but their resources are so limited and the demand for legal assistance in eviction cases so enormous that it overwhelms their capacity to address that demand.
The resolution adopted by the Springfield City Council said in the more than 40,000 eviction cases in Massachusetts last year, only 7% of tenants were represented by a lawyer.
What we'd like to see is a system that represents tenants fairly, that allows them to understand their rights, and certainly would lead to more housing stability in the region.
City Councilor Jesse Letterman, who sponsored the resolution, said the Right to Counsel bill is a homelessness prevention measure.
During my time as I've worked in the community, I've had the opportunity to, both as a city councilor and a community organizer, be involved and witness many situations where this type of legal counsel would have been invaluable to constituents and neighbors in the city of Springfield. I mean, we have seen people come in who are just completely confused as to what is happening. And in many cases, there are alternatives to eviction.
Karen White told counselors that after a medical emergency, she was unable to keep up her mortgage payments. Her house is in foreclosure. Armed with some free legal advice, she's gone to court, so far has managed to hang on to her home.
I can now understand why there are so many people homeless, because if you cannot afford an attorney and you do not know where to get help, you will be railroaded through the process in the system.
Rose Webster Smith, the program coordinator with the housing rights organization Springfield No One Leaves, said landlords try to take advantage of tenants who don't know their legal rights.
Many people who are agreeing to move out end up signing agreements that create a judgment against them and do not understand that this is a permanent scar on their record and could leave them open to landlords not renting to them, even though they complied with all terms of the agreement they made and moved out with no monies owed and are in good standing reference-wise with the prior landlord.
Earlier this month, the Northampton City Council passed a resolution supporting the Right to Counsel bill. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh testified in support of it at a hearing this week before the legislature's Judiciary Committee. The bill does not propose a way to pay for lawyers to represent people in housing court. Advocates say providing more legal assistance could eventually lower the public expenses for social service programs. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.